Hello, and welcome to WDOT Port Washington, where we'll be discussing our school uniforms.
I'm Stephanie Ann Thompson, here with Abby Harari, Timothy, Carlo Vlahek, and Loves.
Hello.
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 So, what are your views on school uniforms?
So, you can start it off, Abby.
Okay, well, personally, Stephanie Ann, Loves, and I are for school uniforms, and we think that they would help the student body.
And how do you think people would benefit from that?
Well, for the first point, like, it takes a lot of time to get ready in the morning. So I think that if we had school uniforms, you wouldn't really have to think about what you were going to wear. And also, it would take away from the whole, like, competition of, like, who has better clothing.
That's
that
true.
Goes on among girls.
I agree. You said the competition. That could also be based off, like, the money, who's families wealthier, but if we had a school uniform, then you wouldn't have to worry about that because everybody would be wearing the same thing.
That's true. Actually, in some researches, it says it increases students' self-esteem, it decreases the influence of gangs, it improves learning, it promotes a sense of teamwork, it masks the income difference, like we said before, and it helps administrators identify outsiders in the average school day, and it saves families time and money.
All right.
Well, personally, I believe that uniforms are bad because an important component of the high school experience is to show creativity and learn who you are, and choosing your own clothes kind of helps do that.
Yeah, I agree with that, Jake. It violates a student's right of freedom of expression.
That's a good point.
That's a good point, but in school, I mean, if everybody was wearing the same uniform, then they could express themselves in different ways. You don't only have to express yourself in what you wear.
Let's take a kid from other schools that don't have uniforms. They could be a target for bullying because of their clothing, their uniform, and, you know, how bullying's such a big thing nowadays. You know, it's not good.
Wait, I don't understand your point. What are you saying? That someone from another school is going to bully?
People will get made fun of for their uniforms.
But if
everybody was wearing a uniform, wouldn't there be no bullies?
It's like bullies from other schools is what he's saying.
But that would take away the bullying, at least from our school, so nobody's going to be made fun of for what they're wearing if everyone's wearing the same thing. So not really worried about bullies from other schools because how many kids are coming to our school from other schools.
Because in both ways, you could have bullies. You're saying the point of being bullied for the uniform, and people get bullied today for what they're wearing and how they're expressing themselves. So if there was a uniform, it would take away that sense of bullying of...
To an extent.
To an extent, but also you're right, force other kinds of bullying.
Well, in our school, I took a poll, and 25% of students said that they think that we should have uniforms, and 75% think we don't. But I think that if we did have uniforms for a little bit, those statistics would change, and people would realize that they actually do want them, because nobody... Right now, it's, like, scary to think that you have to wear a certain type of clothing, but I feel that if we did have uniforms, that would change, and people would like them.
All right. That makes sense. Yeah, so you think that, like, as, like, time went, like, kids would just have to get used to it, just like they would with anything else.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think the kids in our school could definitely get used to having uniforms. I mean, in other countries, even in this country, some public schools have, they have uniforms. So.
Yeah, and even some have, like, very strict dress codes as well. Like, do you think Shriver would be open to just a stricter dress code?
Yeah, because right now I think our school has absolutely zero dress code. I know that in the student code of conduct or whatever, the book, it does say that we have a dress code, but it's not enforced by anyone. So
I think that a stricter
dress code, or at least an enforcement of a dress code,
would benefit. I have some statistics of other schools in other states.
Mm-hmm.
So some cities with the highest use of uniforms in their public schools. In New Orleans, 95% of public schools have a dress code, which include uniform. And in Cleveland, 85%, Chicago, 80%, Boston, 65%, Miami, 60%, and Cincinnati, 50%. So that shows that in other cities and states,
the majority of
them have uniforms in public schools.
All right. Has that affected their success at all as schools, or you just know where there is...
Well, it's increased. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read at the same time. Well, there's a it's promoted a sense of security. It's increased school pride and a sense of community. That's a financial benefit because uniforms, overall, you only have to buy, like, you know, like, 3 or 4 skirts if you're a girl or pants if you're a guy.
Go. Do you ever wonder the self-dependency that one has on themselves when they have to, when they're told what to wear, and if that carries throughout their whole high school life, they will never build a sense of self-dependency, and that could be a big problem.
I don't think your self-dependency has to do with your clothing.
Yes, that could.
Do you mean self-expression?
Yes,
that's what I mean.
I think that with uniform, so having self-expression can then be shown in other ways, like in other creative ways within your dress code.
I agree.
Within your uniform.
You don't only have to express yourself
through clothing.
Through clothing. I mean, that's a good point you bring up. Usually people do express themselves with their clothing and what they wear, but if there was a dress code and uniform, people would just express themselves in different ways.
Also, we're forgetting that we do have the weekends to wear the clothing that you want to. So it's like 5 days of the school week you're going to be wearing your uniform, but on the weekend you can come out with a killer outfit and express yourself however you want to. Also, it's going to save money because then you're only going to be needing those weekend clothing. Mm-hmm. That you buy at whatever store you want to, so you have the chance to express yourself. And
well, do you think people will buy less clothes, or do you think they'll still buy the same amount just because if they love to shop, they'll just continue to love to shop?
I mean, if someone loves to shop, then they're going to shop whether or not you have a uniform. But I think majority of people will buy less clothing because they're going to need less. But I think right now I should play a little interview that we got.
Would you like to come hook it up in here?
Is it an interview or a statement?
It's an interview.
I'll just play it from here.
Okay.
We're here at WDOT Port Washington with Matt Jackson and Kyle Granger, and Gunnar Lagna is walking by. But our question is, are you two for or against uniforms or dress code?
No, I'm against uniform sweat.
Why?
Because you can't have sweat with all that uniforms.
That is a very interesting statement. What about you, Kyle?
It's just absurd. It kind of violates our freedom in my eyes.
Why do you think that?
Because we don't have sweat.
Let's be honest.
And that was the end of the uniform. So basically, we have come, I mean, at the end of the interview, I said uniform. We have come to the conclusion that I think that most of the student body doesn't want uniforms, but that also was 3 guys who clearly were against it. So I think we have to ask a wider variety. They wouldn't have swag without uniforms.
I thought they were saying sweat.
I think they were saying swag.
Swag,
but that's irrelevant. Yeah. Well, anyway,
we actually have an interview from also a boy in the school, Harrison Cast.
And he brought up some pretty good points.
So let's hear this. Let's see. Let's play. Hold on a sec. Let's turn up the volume on that. And sorry, guys.
It's all right.
Can you hear that?
Okay, awesome. How do you feel about school uniforms?
Stupid.
Why?
Because I don't want to wear school uniforms.
Why not?
Because I want to wear what I want.
Cool. What are some pros to wearing what you want?
They're comfortable, and I get to wear jeans with holes in them because they're more comfortable than tight pants and button-down shirts.
Good point. Thank you so much.
That's a good point. All right. Thanks, Harrison.
Well, so that's that. Yeah, and uniforms, though, they don't necessarily have to be button-downs and tight pants. Like, I know that the school my cousin goes at in California, they have set sweatpants they can wear, sweatshirts. It's not necessarily button-downs and, like, a suit jacket. So there's a wide variety of different
clothes. So they'll wear those sweatpants and sweatshirts every day?
You can wear whatever you want. So you buy a few sweatpants, a few nice pants.
I think it's also just nice that there are options within the school uniforms.
Yes. It's not just one set thing. They're different colors, different styles.
Yeah, I think it's nice. Like, when people come to school with, like, a good outfit and they're not, like, in pajamas and they're, like, ready to go, I think it definitely improves your mental health in some way. Because, like, if the days I come to school in, like, sweatpants or, like, leggings and I don't really, you know, put that much thought into an outfit and I just want to be comfortable that day, I'm not really paying attention. I'm kind of like in and out in classes, but on the days I actually put effort into an outfit and I feel like I feel good about what I'm wearing and I just look professional, or quote unquote professional, as much as we can be in high school, I feel like then I have a better school day.
So with that in mind, so then don't you think that people should be able to just pick their own outfits? because you kind of get to, you know, choose the tone of the day. Like, if you want to have a more relaxed day, you wear your sweatpants.
That could also...
Whereas if you really want to put together a nice outfit and feel, like, awesome about it.
Every day should be an awesome day.
That could also increase, like, the stress level. I know, especially with girls that I've heard, like, in the mornings, they take a long time to...
But you could also plan your outfit the night before.
That's true, but also... You might have, like, a lot of homework or whatever, but most people that I've heard from choose, like, what they want to wear in the morning, and they have, like, a high stress level because they don't know what to wear, and they just stress over it, and if there was a uniform, they wouldn't have to worry about that, which would decrease their stress level.
Yeah, and let's be realistic. Most people don't pick their outfits at night, the night before. Like, I know I've said to myself I would do it, and I do it for 2 days and then give up. So I think that having uniforms would decrease that stress in the morning, and it would allow you to wake up later, and then maybe you'd be less tired for school. So it could probably have a lot of benefits to having uniforms. I haven't heard anything from you two about why we shouldn't have them,
well,
though.
We actually, as we were going around the school and interviewing people, we found that many of the administrators also agreed that we should not have uniforms because they felt that people want to express themselves and figure out who they are at this age, and they don't want, like, if everyone's wearing the same thing, you could feel like just another sheep in the herd, like, so to speak.
Here's a statement from Mr. Travis.
Mr. Travis, what is your statement on dress codes? Dress codes can serve a positive purpose or a negative purpose. Dress codes offer uniformity, which makes everybody feel even. Dress codes also stifle personal expression. I am not in favor or against dress codes. It depends upon the school's policy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You meant dress codes. You meant uniforms.
All right. Well, okay. I guess it does depend on, like, the individual school. So, in Schreiber, do you think that dress codes would be beneficial for us?
I do, because I think that, like, it would eliminate any competition for who has nicer clothing, especially in our town. I don't know. I feel like it would take away that whole separation, because if you go into the cafeteria, I feel like our school is very cliquey already.
Mm-hmm. Especially in middle school.
But do you think they're cliquey solely based on the clothes, or do you think the cliques are more a result of, like, the different after-school activities?
I mean, I don't know. I think the cliques are based off of a lot of things, but I do think that if everyone were in the same uniforms, it would at least help to eliminate some of that clickiness, because people would be looked at.
Because I know you keep mentioning competition, but I feel like a lot of girls obviously stress about what to wear the next day, and there's a lot of competition, but there are also a lot of girls who don't. And, you know, there still are girls who, like, come to school in sweatpants and t-shirts and like to, you know what I mean? It's like, so it doesn't really affect everyone all the time. I mean, obviously there are some days where you really want to dress nice and you do stress out about the outfit, but I feel like there isn't as much competition over who has the best outfit. But that might just be my group of friends, but I don't know. That's just what I found.
I think if we institute a dress code, especially in middle school and elementary schools, then I think in middle school...
Well, in the middle school, there is a dress code, but it doesn't seem to be that strictly, like, followed.
I think that actually the middle school dress code is much more strictly followed than ours.
Yeah.
But I still think that students... Especially in middle school, they do have the power to wear what they want, and that is where the cliques were formed. Yeah. I feel like in elementary school, people aren't thinking about it. They're little kids. But once you get to middle school and you start forming your group of friends, that's kind of where it comes into play.
Like, yeah. If you say, like, cliques, like, formed by, like, what you wear, and, like, if you have, like, similar, like, taste, I don't think that should be – cliques shouldn't be formed by that sense. If we had a uniform, say, uniform and dress code – then cliques would be made with other reasons, with personal
based
reasons,
off of who you like.
Based off who you like and not just what you wear.
By any chance, do you guys know how much someone spends on clothes per month?
Well, I have a statistic here that the annual school uniform sales around the country are $1.3 billion. So that's what they spend on the uniform. I don't know the intake of what they spend on their
athletes. Yeah, well, it's costly to buy several uniforms at once. Also, many schools have several uniforms, such as everyday uniforms, formal uniforms for special occasions, and other uniforms for, you know, for obviously for gym, because, you know.
But still, but sorry, you can
continue. No, continue.
Buying four uniforms, still going to be cheaper than buying a huge set of clothing from other stores.
But how?
Either way, I mean, if you buy four uniforms versus buying, like, 30 shirts, four uniforms is still going to be cheaper, no matter what way you put it.
So you mentioned... Yeah, all right. I'll wait for you.
What about the comfortability of the uniform? Doesn't that bother you throughout school?
I mean, I think that there are different options. It's not necessarily, like we said, skirts or dress pants. It could be sweatpants. Uniforms don't necessarily mean uncomfortable clothing. So.
Yeah, that's true, but... So here, let me ask you this. If you were to describe a uniform just on top of your head, what would it be?
You mean the typical uniform that
you
see?
Yeah, yeah. What would you think a uniform would be?
I mean, I don't know. I think it could be many things. Like, I think
khakis,
for girls, for guys, probably
dress shirts,
khakis, dress shirts.
Button downs, blazers,
like a skirts.
Well, a tie.
But it could also be sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
If I were to set a school uniform for a school, with taking into consideration, as you said, like the comfortability with the uniform, I would just make it normal, like khaki pants for boys and just a button-down shirt. Tie, I don't really think is necessary because I don't think a tie is that comfortable to sit through a whole school day.
Okay, well now...
So do you think students should maybe just have a say in the uniform? Like, do you think if students knew the different options for uniforms, maybe they'd be more welcome to it?
Yeah. Maybe you could give the students a set amount of choices for the uniform, and then they could choose with that, let's say, five or six choices which uniform they would want to wear. All
right, well...
And also back to the clickiness, just a real quick question. Do you think if we had uniforms in the middle schools... and kind of set the tone there, and then this way everyone makes a group of friends, and then in high school we didn't have uniforms, do you think that would change the tone at all? Or
I mean, yeah,
But looks can also change as time goes by. You can initiate it in the middle school, but...
Level of maturity be different in a high school instead of a middle school?
Yes, and I think that after having uniforms at least at one point, that could change the thought process.
I don't think I agree, like, 100% with that cliques are formed based on the clothing that they wear.
I think it's just a stereotype.
Yeah, I think that because most cliques in the school, they usually have the same personality as the people that they're hanging around with.
I say, as my conclusion, is if there were uniforms, maybe have a variety of what to wear, not strictly this tie, this shirt, these pants, these shoes, you know, just have, like... A bunch of several different clothing to wear options to keep uniformity and to have your own self-expression.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you guys so much, and we hope you enjoyed our little debate here on WDOT Port Washington.
Bye.